WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Most of us think of rabbits as furry, cute, and warm, but urban legends expert Jan-Harald Brunvand has a tale in which the rabbit is less appealing, it's dead.
As far as urban legends go, this is the year of the rabbit. The hottest story going around has been one about a dead rabbit that gets blow-dried. I call it the hair dryer. The story goes like this. One day a woman is horrified when she sees her dog holding a dead rabbit in its mouth. Her neighbors have always kept a pet rabbit in a cage behind the house, and she recognizes the dead animal as the neighbor's pet. The woman cleans the rabbit, blow-dries its fur, and replaces it in its cage in a lifelike posture. The next day she sees a police car parked in front of her neighbor's house. Curious, she goes outside and asks what's going on. A nuisance call, the officer says. Their pet rabbit died yesterday, and some weirdo dug it up and put it back in its cage. I don't know exactly how the hairdryer got started, but I recognize the legend as one in a long line of other stories about a dead animal either being posed by someone as if it were still alive, or else switched with a live animal. These earlier stories are often told about either farmers or airline baggage handlers. In the dozens of versions of the hairdryer that I've collected, details vary, the kind of dog, or the state of relations between the neighbors, but all versions agree that the dead bunny was blow-dried and returned to its hutch. The earliest printed version I've come across was in the Charleston, West Virginia Gazette. I've also found the story in other newspapers, and I've heard it from people in Illinois, California, Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., Maryland, Texas, and Utah. I got two letters from England about this legend. One version featured a dead cat instead of a dead rabbit. In June, I got a telephone call from a man named Bruce in Philadelphia. He apologized for the intrusion, but said he was dying to know whether a story he had heard in a bagel shop that morning was an urban legend. So I told him to start telling it, and I would stop him when I recognized the story. He started out this way. Well, in a suburb here called Chestnut Hill, there's supposed to be this woman who had a large German shepherd as a pet. Stop, I said. Her neighbor kept a rabbit in her backyard, right? Bruce had, of course, heard the hairdryer legend. A couple of days later at dinner time, a radio talk show host in Los Angeles who consults me occasionally about urban legends called to ask if I would take a question on the air about a story that was going around. In the host version, a babysitter's dog drags in the dead rabbit. The babysitter washes the rabbit in woolite and hangs it by its ears in the shower to dry. The next afternoon, I came into the English department at the University of Utah where I teach. Our department assistant started to tell me about a hilarious dog and rabbit story she had heard on a local talk show the night before. So I played a little game with her. I said, here are five unopened letters you just gave me. I predict that at least one of them contains the same story that you heard on the radio. The first four letters lacked the rabbit tail, and I began to fear that my gambit would fail. Then I opened letter number five, presto. It contained a clipping from the Salem, Oregon Statesman Journal, in which the writer repeated a story he had heard about a man whose German short-haired hunting dog had dragged home the corpse of the neighbor's cat, and so on. I handed her the clipping, very pleased with myself. She protested, though, that this was a cat story, not a rabbit story. So I pointed to the conclusion of the Oregon newspaper column. It went like this. At about the same time I was being told about the kitty cat and the hunting dog, the same story was being told to a colleague, only there was a difference. The victim was a neighbor's pet bunny rabbit. Some days I maintain my reputation just by opening my mail.
Jan-Harald Brunvand is professor of English and folklore at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City.